if love was steadfast and true? What if the hard road was fair? What if all deeds were kind? What if intentions were pure? What if no one waged war? What if peace could endure? What if the weak became strong? What if illness was cured? Hold the torch high. Search for the sign. Would you know the Savior if he passed by? Roll that rock and beat on that drum. Better days will come. Better days will come. Knowledge and wisdom prevail. What if everyone shared? What if each child was loved? What if everyone cared? Hold the torch high. Search for the sign. Would you know the Savior if he passed by? Roll that rock and beat on that drum. Better days will come. Better days will come. Torch high and search for the sign. Would you know the Savior if he passed by? Roll that rock and beat on that drum. Better days will come.
Southern Ontario-based folk group, Same Latitude as Rome, released 1812, their most ambitious project to date, a suite of original songs to commemorate the bicentennial of the War of 1812, in 2012. They're now getting set to release its follow-up, entitled Early Days, which is expected this fall. And they will also be performing at the inaugural Kingsville Folk Festival from August the 8th to the 10th this year. The current lineup features Peter Boyer on acoustic guitar and vocals, Annika McCabe on percussion and vocals, with J.K. Gully on guitar and mandolin, and Besnik Yazeri on violin. We caught up with Peter Boyer at home in Fergus. So it's great to talk to you today, Peter.
Yeah, it's great to connect, Jan.
Well, you will be appearing at the first Kingsville Folk Festival. It takes place the weekend of August 8th to 10th. I think that's pretty close to your old stomping ground, because you used to live down that way. I know you now live in Fergus, but you must be quite pleased to be going back to a festival that takes place in that area.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, my band, Same Latitude as Rome, that's where we're named after, that area of Essex County. That's where we originated, and we took our name from, because Essex County is the same geographically the same latitude as Rome, and so that's an old stomping ground of ours, and we hope to reconnect with lots of old friends.
Your last album focused on the War of 1812. It actually did come out in 2012. Obviously, that's an area of the of the country where there is a lot of history.
Yeah, there is, and there's a real hardcore group of historians and historical societies down there, and the old fort in Amherstburg is a big part of the 1812 story, and it was a central area in the War of 1812 for sure, and also the very beginnings. It was really the area where the term Canadian came from. The French called themselves Canadiens.
So tell us about your music. You have written a lot of historical songs over the years. You actually have a new album that you're working on. We actually played a song that will be on the new album. That was Better Days Will Come. We played before this interview. Do you tend to write a lot of historical songs? Do you like to tell stories from history in the songs you write?
I really love the there are so many interesting Canadian stories, and I really love them. And Canada has a lot of really good narratives, and I don't think they're well enough known or appreciated, maybe, or maybe Canadians aren't aware of them. I know in history class I was always the kid in the back row with a pencil in my mouth looking out at the baseball diamond this time of year, and I never thought about history, but there are a lot of good stories in Canada, and it's a lot of fun to tell them in song. And that's really the tradition of folk music also, the oral tradition of folk music.
Tell us about the new album. It will be entitled Early Days. I think you said to me that you're expecting that in the fall. Is that still an accurate date?
Yeah. We just have a little more work to do. We got two more tunes to record. I've got them written, and I'm a little bit too busy in August. We're playing a few festivals, but when we get back in September, we'll get those last two recorded, and then we hope to get the CD out. It'll probably be, I'm thinking, mid to late October.
Now, am I right in thinking that you're the main songwriter in Same Latitude as Rome? Do you tend to collaborate with the others, or do they actually also write songs on their own as well?
They're all songwriters in their own right, doing other projects and doing other pieces of music. But Same Latitude as Rome is with the 1812 CD that we had out, and with the success we had with that, there was a lot of interest in it, and we played a lot for the first two years mostly. And so I've kind of focused my writing on history songs. I don't know, it just sort of fell to me naturally, and so I tend to write those kind of songs. So Same Latitude as Rome is definitely a folky historical type of music project for all the band members, and I'm the only songwriter thus far, although the violinist, our violinist Besnik Yuzeri from Windsor, he collaborated on a polka that's on our new CD. That'll be a lot of fun. It was fun recording with all the guys. They all found it a bit daunting to play, because it's a pretty fast polka. But anyway, Besnik collaborated on that. But I tend to be the most. I'm the only songwriter and lyricist.
So I imagine that the others in the band are involved in arranging, obviously, your songs that you've put together. Is that how things work out?
Yeah. We get into the studio, and everybody sort of has a hand in, oh, well, why don't we do this and why don't we do that? And we kind of collaborate on how the song. We try and, our sort of motto when we're recording is to serve the song. That's what we always say to each other. And, what the song needs is what we try and give it. So even though someone might say, oh, I can do a great part in here, if it doesn't really fit in the song, then, we try and keep to the needs of the song is the rule. So, but everybody has a hand in arranging for sure.
Am I right in thinking that there was some change in the lineup of Same Latitude as Rome over the years, but I think since the 1812 album, it's become more settled? Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah. We've slimmed down a bit. When I moved up to Fergus from Windsor, I still keep contact, and I love getting down there to get down there and play with some of my old bandmates. But our bass player, Chris Martin, moved to the States. He had a wonderful opportunity, and so he moved to the States. And so there's been some changes, and with my move up here, we kind of settled out. Right now, well, for August, we're playing as a trio, performing as a trio, and that's just simply because if we have too many members, it's just too difficult to get gigs and make it, you know, feasible for organizers. It costs a lot to have five or six. You know, we were five or six musicians when we were playing our 1812 CD, and that gets to be expensive for most festival and concert organizers. So we slimmed it down to we're a trio in August. I like to play with four, but we're going to be a trio. And it's Annika McCabe singing harmony, and J.K. Gully play. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He does everything, so he's the third person in our trio. But he likes to play mandolin when he plays our tunes. But yeah, you'll hear him on dobro and slide guitar, and he's a fantastic acoustic guitar player as well.
And I think he joined you in the studio when you joined us on Folkbridge Radio
in
the fall.
Yeah, I had him playing along with me there. Yeah, he's the guy, for any of your listeners, he's the guy that's in the Tylenol, the mystery man in the Tylenol commercial playing the Telecaster that says he loves to play. So if anybody is listening who watches the, late night TV, the news and so on, or when I've seen that commercial being played, that's J.K.
Am I right in thinking you also recorded, you're recording the new album at his studio?
Yeah, JK is a tremendous producer. I'll put a plug in for JK for sure. He's such a great musician and producer. He's got a little studio in Kitchener called Blue Gull, and that's where we're recording our new CD.
So you're going to be at Kingsville, certainly very much looking forward to seeing you there. I think you've also got some other dates coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we were invited by Sean Majumder to play The Gathering in Newfoundland. It's a long way to go, but it was just such a great opportunity. That the headliner at the Gathering is Sam Roberts, and I've always loved Sam Roberts' music. It's not folky by any means, but he's a great Canadian rocker, and so I thought, oh man, this is too good to be true. We'll be playing at the Gathering, and I've always wanted to go to Newfoundland, and Sam Roberts is the headliner, so we'll get to meet him, and so we're really looking forward to that.
And I think you also have a date coming up at the Wellington County Museum and Archives, which is interesting because you do write a lot of historical songs.
Yeah, they were really, we played there. They were one of the gigs that we played when we were playing our 1812 CD 2 years ago, and the program coordinator there asked me, they run an August series that runs on Thursday nights through August, so it's the 28th. It's right when we get back from Newfoundland. So, we're looking forward to that. And the nice thing about playing the Wellington Museum is, for us, it's local, and so we get to play to all our friends and neighbors and everybody that, you know, we can spread the word to. It'll be like sort of the last event of the summer, and we're looking forward to seeing, you know, all the friends and neighbors that we have here between Laura and Fergus at that gig, so that'll be fun too.
And I'm assuming there'll be a CD release show for Early Days later in the year?
Yeah, we haven't quite worked that out. JK was asking about that the other day, so it's on our radar, but we haven't quite figured out how we're going to do that yet. There's a lot of different things that we could do that'd be fun, but it'll probably be something, it'll definitely be something local, maybe in Guelph, we'll have to see.
And what can people expect if they come and listen to you in Kingsville? Obviously, it's coming up very shortly.
Yeah.
Any idea on what the program will be?
Yeah, we're playing. We'll be playing on the 9th, two shows at 11 and 3:30, and I think we'll probably preview our new CD. And our new CD will be called Early Days, and it has. A lot of interesting songs. For example, the assassination of Thomas Darcy McGee. We tell the story of his assassination. There were only two politicians ever assassinated in Canadian history. One was Thomas Darcy McGee, Canadian politicians, that is. One was Thomas Darcy McGee, and the other was Pierre Laporte during the Quebec crisis. So anyway, that's one of the songs, and we have a song for David Thompson. David Thompson was a great explorer, and he's kind of the the patron saint for canoeists, anybody who's into canoeing and backcountry travel. David Thompson was the man, the greatest land geographer of all time. And so we wanted to write a song that would be a tribute to him as well. So those are the kind of songs that we'll be doing, and we'll have JK's mastery of all the instruments that he plays backing us up, and it'll be a trio with Annika, JK, and I, and it'll be fun.
You know, it sounds like it's going to be a not just a wonderful weekend, but I'm certainly looking forward to seeing you on stage. I kind of like the idea of getting a little history with my music, because as a relative newcomer to Canada, it's a lot of these stories I wouldn't necessarily be searching out if it wasn't for people like yourself writing songs about them. We're going to play another track from the forthcoming album, but before we get there, I want to give you a chance to let people know how they can learn more about your music.
Yeah, we have a website, same latitude as Rome, all one word, .com, and all the contact information is there. And of course, you can email me directly, Peter C. Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R, all one word, at gmail.com.
That sounds wonderful. We have time, Peter, to play another track from the new album, which will be entitled Early Days. What are we going to play?
Song for Louis Riel is my favorite because it's our accordion player who plays in a wonderful band in Kitchener, a German polka Oktoberfest type group called the Black Forest Band. His name is Gary Kreller, a fantastic musician. He plays the accordion in it, and he does a little instrumental, and he did it as a separate tune. His instrumental is a reel called Riel's Reel. So listen for that in the middle, and it tells the story of Louis Riel.
That's wonderful. Peter, it's been an absolute pleasure. We look forward to seeing you again in Kingsville. We'll leave you with the song for Louis Riel from the forthcoming album by Same Latitude as Rome, Early Days. I'm Jan Hall, and this is Folk Roots Radio.
I'm Gabriel Dumont, and a story I will tell about some trouble long ago and a man that I knew well. We grew up in St. Boniface, rode together at Portage until a Canadian hung him on the cross. We knew the paddle song since the fur trade began. There was money to be made on the backs of Métis men. The land we cleared and farmed, Lake Canadian tried to sell, and we found a savior, and his name was Riel. Riel was brave, Riel could fight, Riel stood for what is right, a holy Bible in his hand, and M-M-T-A. Then some of us moved west to keep our liberty. History was repeated, it was how the West was won. With towns and settlers everywhere and the buffalo all gone. Riel was brave, Riel could fight, Riel stood for what is right. A holy Bible in his hand, and Remetier. Along the South Saskatchewan, we settled new land. Riel came back to lead us, and we stood man to man. At Duck Lake, Lake Canadien, heard our battle call. But when the cannon came, Batoche was soon to fall. Riel was brave, Riel could fight. Riel stood for what is right, a holy Bible.
His trial was swift, and he spoke with dignity. Some said he'd be spared if he pled insanity. Hung as a traitor, you can call him what you will. It's too late for justice up there on the hill. Riel was brave, Riel could fight. Riel stood for what is right. A holy Bible in his hand, and Vremetie Mbon Kennedy. Riel was brave, Riel could fight. Riel stood for what is right.